Chinese officials are trying to limit reporting about the deadly bombings this week in Huangxi province. At least 7 people died in the attacks. More than 50 others were injured. China's Central Propaganda Department released an order on Thursday. It limits reporting on this week's bombings in Liuzhou by all Chinese media, including on social media. Officials have barred the media from sending reporters to Liuzhou, the city where the bombs exploded. The media also are barred from publishing special reports on the attacks. Another government agency has banned the use of close-up pictures of the damage caused by the explosions. The order said that Chinese media should republish only authoritative sources, such as Xinhua News. Violators must immediately do what the notice directs, it said, and must remove already published stories about the explosions. The orders were republished on China Digital Times, an independent news agency that reports on official restrictions. The government also moved to restrict search keywords related to the bombings or the suspect on news websites and on social media such as Weibo. Critics say that Chinese officials often try to limit the spread of bad news or unconfirmed reports. Their efforts increase when incidents happen at a sensitive time. The bombs exploded just before China's National Day celebrations. The officials also fear that news about the bombings could cause political problems or make people believe that the government is not able to keep them safe. Willie Lam is a Hong Kong-based writer and studies China's politics. He says the bombings are, in his words, one more example of disgruntled citizens using private and very violent means to vent their frustration because they have no recourse to justice. He says judges in China are strictly controlled by the government. Many Chinese do not believe the country's justice system is fair. Mr. Lam says that is especially the case in rural areas, where the bombings took place. He says courts in such areas are probably under the control of China's Communist Party. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.